Join us for tonight's edition of Straight Talk. And now your host, Art Levine.
Good evening and welcome to Straight Talk. We have a wonderful show for you tonight. Our guest will be Congressman Dana Rohrabacher, bringing us a report from Washington. But first, a very special privilege to have the wonderful Carol Dennis on our show, who is starring in the International City Theater's production of Once on This Island. Carol, welcome to Straight Talk.
Thank you.
I had the privilege of seeing your work several years ago when you were in town to star in the 30th anniversary production of Raisin in the Sun that the late, great Nell Carter was supposed to star in. She was our guest on the show. She tragically died shortly after her appearance and before the show opened. You stepped in, and I know every production was dedicated to Nell, but you were so wonderful in that show.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It was a very bittersweet experience of theater. We never want to go through the show having to move on. But I know that Nell, what I did know of her, my experience with her was always so pleasant. And the honor of having been chosen to replace her meant everything to me. And I actually felt like her spirit was with us every night on that stage. Because in 9 days, I had no idea what that script was or anything. But in 9 days, we were up.
Wow. It was a wonderful, wonderful production, and I know you won a Ovation Award nomination for your portrayal of Mama in that role.
Thank you.
And I also saw you in the Musical Theater West production of Hot Mikado, and you won another Ovation nomination for Catasure in that production. And now you're here again for Once on This Island. Tell us a little bit about what Once on This Island is all about.
Well, Once on This Island is a beautiful musical that's placed in a Caribbean island, and it has to do with the haves and the have-nots, the peasant people being the people that are workers of the land, and the bosoms, who are descendants from the French, Creole, so they would have been of lighter complexion. And they lived in the city, in the mansion.
So the peasant girl falls in love with the aristocratic guy.
The peasant girl falls in love after he comes to a misfortune and almost dies.
Yes.
And so she takes care of him.
Well, I'm told it's a wonderful show. And one of the reviews when it was on New York said, a perfect orchid of a musical.
Absolutely.
Most everyone is likely to emerge from the theater ready to dance down the street.
Absolutely.
And the musical is by Lynn Ahrens and Steve Flaherty, who also wrote Ragtime, which is also appearing in Long Beach over at Musical Theater West. So there's a real nexus there.
All right, Long Beach.
Well, I know from speaking to you and seeing you at other events that you are you tour singing gospel throughout the world. Tell us a little bit about your work in other parts of the country.
Well,
world.
I also work with Pastor Andre Crouch, who is a world-renowned gospel writer and singer. And I've been traveling all over the world with him for approximately about 20 years. So he also has like the most recorded gospel song in history called My Tribute, or To God Be the Glory. And so we travel. In April, we're going to South Africa for about a week. And it's been a phenomenal ministry to be a part of, because Pastor Crouch is such a wonderful human being. And to be in ministry with him is amazing. You know, the people that he touches and where he chooses to go. I mean, there have been times that we've gone where there was a hurricane and where there was rain, and he actually prayed and said, let's go out here. The rain's going to stop. And it actually did.
Well, I'm sure your singing adds so much to the meaning of those ministries. And
thank you.
I heard you sing at the opening house for Musical Theater West, and your rendition of whatever song that was brought me to tears.
It was his song.
That was his song.
Yes.
Yeah.
To God be the glory.
Well, this is the 20th anniversary season of the wonderful International City Theater. And this is the first show, Once on This Island, starring Carol Dennis. And International City Theater has done so much for Long Beach and is brought such acclaim to our city.
Yes, this is their 20th anniversary, and they are the residential professional theater here at the Performing Arts Center. And Karen and Shasheen Desai have been incredible. And they were my welcome into Long Beach.
Yes.
And just kind of supported me through the whole situation with Raisin. So to be back with them.
You're back.
It's just really a pleasure.
Well, you're becoming a regular here at both International City Theater and also at Musical Theater West. We love you playing in our city.
I really love Long Beach. And I happen to have a home that I have here.
Really?
Yes. My mother has been a resident here for 15 years.
So she can watch Straight Talk right at home.
Absolutely.
And probably will watch her daughter next week on the show.
Absolutely.
Give us your sense of Long Beach. You've now visited it several times because of your production. It's an exciting time in Long Beach's life.
It's an amazing time in Long Beach. When I first purchased the home here for my mom, I mean, what has progressed here on Ocean Boulevard, just the whole progression of this city and all the building and all, it's just been remarkable. I mean, just in the time that I did Raisin, in the 2 years of leaving Ocean Boulevard, I couldn't figure my way back. There were so many wonderful vendors.
Quite a change.
Yes.
Well, if you want a wonderful evening, I suggest that between February 18th and March 13th, you get down to International City Theater, down behind the Terrace Theater in downtown Long Beach, and hear this wonderful woman singing together with, I'm sure, a great cast, with a fun musical, and help celebrate the beginning of International City Theater's 20th anniversary. Yeah. So, Carol Dennis, thank you so much for joining us here on Straight Talk, and we look forward to seeing you on the stage.
God bless you.
Coming up, Congressman Rohrabacher, you won't want to miss that.